See, because of this ideal woman who's following us around and telling us all the time what's wrong with us, women are self-sufficient in the area of criticism. We're self-criticizing. Incredibly self-criticizing. You could ask any woman, what's wrong with you? Right? A couple years ago, we had a radio show for 8 months. And for one of the Sunday nights, we brought on a panel of men. We're interviewing a panel of men. And I did some work ahead of time to find out some things I wanted to know. And I sent out these questions. And the question was, I sent this to three men. And the question was, what are you great about? And what are you a creep about? Now, if you asked a woman those questions, we'd struggle with the what are we great about. We'd come up with a few things, and then we know exactly what we're a creep about. I'm a creep about thank you notes. I can tell you that. I'm a creep about thank you notes. And I could go on and on and on and on. Everything that I know is wrong with me because I have the ideal woman to show me what's wrong with me. Well, I sent this question out to these three men. What are you great about and what are you a creep about? One man wrote back all the things he was great about, and then for the second question he said, I don't understand this question. Another man wrote back all the things he was great about, and the second question he said, why would I even want to talk about that? And the third man told me what he was great about, and then I said, what about what you're a creep about? He said, I'd have to ask my wife. And I had this moment of insight of, like, and this happens to me, right? Where all of a sudden I was a man. And I had no ideal that I was comparing myself to constantly. And I was walking around my life with no awareness that there was anything wrong with me. I was just fine. And I thought, oh God, I wish I was a man. And I thought, oh, this causes so many problems because we think you know what's wrong with you and you're just refusing to fix it. We do, we really do. It's unthinkable to us that you actually don't have a clue would be one way to say it, but the way I've seen men do it is you think you're fine and you go about your business, and then someone might tell you that this is something about you that really doesn't work. And if there's somebody that you really respect, you'll think about it, and if it registers, you'll go, wow, I better work on that. And then you'll work on it and you'll handle it. But the rest of the time, you're just you. I am never just me. I always have this imaginary who's following me around, constantly evaluating me, constantly telling me how I should have done it better and could have done it better and should be a better person. Ladies, could you raise your hand if you relate to this?